And a quick note now on yet another terrifying escaped bounce house, those huge inflatable rentable playhouses for kids. Maybe funny until they realized there were kids in it. Three children were injured yesterday on a beach in Fort Lauderdale when the bounce house they were in was sent soaring into the air by a water spout, those rotating columns of water whipped by winds. The bounce house went above the tree line. It blew over four lanes of traffic. Now, the children were ejected, but 5-year-old Shadeza Bryant broke her wrist. Here she is on WSVN.
I was in a bounce house, and then the bounce house flew while I was in there. And I fell in the dirt. I was about to die.
Ay-ay-ay. What is the deal with bounce houses? One was uprooted and launched into the air by a gust of wind in 2011, injuring 13 people on Long Island. Last May in upstate New York, two boys were hurt when they were thrown from another house. At the time, we spoke with John Lehman of the Post Star newspaper in Glen Falls. A study found that every day in 2010, 31 children in the U.S. were treated in emergency rooms for injuries received inside bounce houses. Only one more dangerous backyard device exists, and that's the trampoline. So what are people there telling you about what, you know, somebody owned and everybody thought was a lot of fun?
Well, you know, we've spoken to some of the, I have businesses that rent these products commercially, and they say there's a big difference between the ones you see at events, the commercial ones, which are regulated and insured and tested, and then you have these smaller ones that you can buy at any Target or Walmart. Gentleman we spoke with at one of these businesses said that he thinks the spikes are not sufficient to hold it to the ground in these situations, which appears to be the case in this incident here. He recommends getting some bigger spikes when you buy one of these things to ensure the safety.
Don Lehman in Glens Falls. And by the way, that bouncy house in Fort Lauderdale was secured to a basketball court, but the wind was so strong it snapped a concrete pole. Yeesh.